Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio Open Phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. You should give in to that temptation and give us a call at 888-723-4630.
You know you're dying to do it, so give us a call.
You're dying.
888-RADIO-30, or
don't
you
duck
may
the
also
urge.
Send us email at by clicking the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player.
Yeah, that's the channel for shy persons.
We'll be happy. Well, sometimes they're at work. On their day job.
Work persons.
Hey, I wanted to mention, because she never gets mentioned ever.
Ever.
I mentioned that a lady on the radio in the 1920s had done that same song, Ukulele Lady.
Yeah.
And her name was Vaughn DeLeith. Vaughn was her first name.
Mm-hmm.
DeLeith, D-E-L-E-A-T-H. She's sometimes called the First Lady of Radio, Griff.
Mm.
And she was on a day when when you did a little singing, you did a little acting, you did a little everything, and that's when she was on. And she was famous for a lot of songs, but one of them was the Ukulele Lady. Just wanted to mention Vaughn DeLeith. And see, when I got into radio, I died for those days to come back, because they weren't hiring any women, because everybody was boss jock radio, you know, playing the records, and it was always a man. But she was on in the days in the 20s and 30s and 40s when women were in radio, because they were actors, actresses, singers, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, Vaughn DeLeith, First Lady of Radio, had to get that over and done with there. Telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. So, product identifiers, Griff.
Yes, I know them well.
Yes, and people are still asking about them. Do we need them? Do we have to have them? Why are they important? So every now and then I like you to talk about them. And can you do that for us now?
Well, so product identifiers they're usually numbers, but not always. It could be a brand name or a model name. And they're ways of identifying a product by something other than the item title, which can change depending on the merchant or seller who's listing the item.
Sometimes it's called an MPN.
So it could be a manufacturer's part number, MPN. It can be a GTIN.
What is that one?
So it's a global trade number, index, industry number, I think. I'm not sure again. But it could be anything like a UPC code, or for European manufactured goods, it's a European article number.
Or books.
Or in books, it's the ISBN. In Japan, it's a JAN. And that's Japanese article number. And these are all standardized ways of identifying a single product so that databases can share it, whether that's between retailers or retailers and manufacturers, distributors. And in the old days, when it was just you go into a store and you buy something, that the product identifiers were primarily 100% used for behind the scenes with the merchant for inventory ordering and management. Nowadays, with online marketplaces and retail stores, it's a way of organizing inventory in a way that can be served up to the customer more effectively, as opposed to kind of just relying on the title. Like I said, that can work in some instances, but for many commodity items, it doesn't work. So in order to make the searching and buying experience quicker and efficient, more efficient and more successful for buyers, marketplaces now rely on product identifiers wherever appropriate. Now, they're not appropriate for, obviously, the antiques and collectibles and one-of-a-kind items and art items, handmade items. These items don't have product identifiers. So we're talking about things like clothing, shoes, and apparel, mostly electronics, housewares, that kind of merchandise, which will have a unique code. And it's using that code to create a product catalog, if you will, that makes it easier not only for buyers to find the items, for sellers to list the item, because we can serve that information up about a product both ways, both to the buyer when they're searching and to the seller when they're listing. And remember, buyers don't use product identifiers necessarily to search for items. They may use a brand name, which is a product identifier of a type, or they may use a product, the PN, the product part number, manufacturer's part number, if on rare occasion. But most buyers do not use things like UPC codes to search. That's not the point. The point is that it helps the marketplace managers, in this case eBay, organize the inventory in a way that's a lot easier to search and even to browse.
So the product identifiers increase your item's visibility in eBay search results and navigation.
Right.
And it also improves your placement in search engines like Google and Bing.
Right.
So this is all very important.
Right, and outside search engines that have shopping components like Google Shopping are relying more and more on the inclusion of numbers or product identifiers where appropriate. So having them is not, and I've talked to sellers who feel this way, and I often wonder, you know, you're an adult. This isn't high school. This isn't like a penal colony. This isn't like, you know, you have to do your homework or you're in detention or something. This is a really critical part of moving the marketplace forward in a way that's more effective for buyers and then therefore more successful for sellers. We were at a meetup recently where the question had come up and I was explaining this. And there was a seller who said, well, I don't agree with you. I don't believe in this. And I was kind of taken aback because...
Yeah, I was there.
This isn't my opinion. I think we managed to change to convince the seller that they are important, but my alarm is that there are many sellers who are looking at this as some sort of punitive things that we're requiring in order to make sellers' lives more difficult. And that mentality alarms me because we're not a torture business. We're actually a marketplace where our success is totally dependent upon the success of buyers and sellers trading more. So sellers selling more to buyers, buyers finding what they're looking for quickly. So it's not my opinion that product identifiers are important. It's a fact that they are important.
So if you're listening to this right now, have you used product identifiers?
Oh,
have you started using them?
I have.
If you have, call us and tell us about it at 888-RADIO-30. And so new listings of branded items in new condition are required to include...
For some categories, not
product
categories.
Identifiers. However, if you include them in listings of used items, it can also help improve search results.
It can. In fact, I sell, as you know, mostly used apparel. And I'll find a recent manufacturer pair of shoes, for example, in excellent condition, or sometimes even they're new, without the box. The box is what has the, in this case, the UPC code. Excuse me for a moment.
Oh.
And that UPC code, if I don't have it, I'll go looking for the same shoes and the same size on eBay as new and find sellers who have... And I'm very grateful that they did, photographed the box so that I can read the UPC code off the box and then put it in my listing.
Oh, good.
It's extra work. It's not required for pre-owned items. It probably never will be.
But why not if you can get it?
I knowing what I know about product identifiers, I do this because I know it's going to help the item sell. That's basically it.
So there you have it. Oh, and if you don't have it...
You just type in, does not apply.
Exactly.
Problem solved.
So,
and don't worry, if you don't have it, then you're not going to be at a disadvantage by typing that in, because chances are no one else has it. There are some items that it's either an EAN, which the website doesn't take yet, for these are European article numbers, as opposed to a UPC code. Don't sweat it. Just type in, does not apply. We'll get our end of this together. In the meantime, no seller is entering the number. So it's not putting you at a competitive disadvantage in those cases.
Remember, eBay isn't trying to get you to do things so that you'll get PO'd and stop selling on eBay. They want you to be all you can be.
And that's what we're trying, Lee and I are trying to do every week on the radio show, is put you in a business mindset. This is a business that you're running on eBay. Even if it's a small business, it's still a business. Decisions are made on eBay based on business needs. They're not made on arbitrary whims. And that always kind of perplexes me when people think that that's what we pay people to do. That there's a company that's set up and that's what we do. Not true.
So in our chat board, eBetsy told a story. She said, our estate jeweler client got suckered into buying a huge box of contemporary sports cards. The guy kept dropping the price, in part because other people were cherry-picking the collection. And when it went from $1,200 to $300, our foolish client shelled out the cash. Since I know less than nothing about sports cards, except to be fairly sure that these were pretty much junk, I put the kibosh on his idea that we should list them. So you need to be careful. And we were told today by an absolute expert on the subject that you do need to be careful. But remember, some of these are worth a lot of money. So don't poo-poo them if you run into them in your attic or you're at an estate sale or whatever. If you can get them cheaply enough, it's worth taking to an expert and trying to figure out what they're worth. And, you know, there have been some pretty high-profile scams.
Yes, there have been. So that's important. This open phone segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Give us a ring. It's still open phones. 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at campaigngo.com. That's campaigngo.com. Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work auto-magically. Brand labels with your logo. Even tailor notification emails to suit your business. So every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 343.
Here's a tip on taking pictures from Charmin of Birmingham, Alabama, known on eBay as Jasmine's Attic. She says there's nothing better than natural light.
I would be listing at night under the best light I could find, and the pictures look good, so I put them on. When I was packing them up in the day by my window with natural light, I would see a tiny stain. It's a pinpoint, but it's there. Yeah. I would have seen this if I had examined it in the sunlight before I listed. Don't trust inside light, no matter how good your pictures look, because you're not going to see certain things once you take it out into the sun.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome Open Phone Segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This Open Phone Segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Speak your piece right now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And today's prize in our secret word prize is a fabulously utilitarian eBay tote bag.
Everyone who's anyone has one.
You won't find them elsewhere either. I mean, this is it.
That's
boys
it.
And girls, we
and when this batch is gone,
it's over.
It's finished.
So to find Griff's newsletter with the secret word, you click the group chat link on the player.
You do.
Sign in through community. Then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post with the word newsletter in its title. There you'll find today's secret word. Now you have to read the newsletter. And the word stands out. You none of these words would you be using in everyday. You know, you would never be using these words. So when you find this interesting word, that's when you wait for the duck quack to sound, and then you call in. First person who calls in with the secret word wins that beautiful eBay tote bag, and Griff sends it to you himself right from eBay. So our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. If you think you know today's secret word, we'd love to hear from you. And by the way, it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board. Just go to ebayradio.com, click Listen Live, then click the group chat on the eBay Radio player. Most of you have already done that, but if you click group chat on the eBay Radio player, that will take you right through. They may ask you to sign into eBay again.
We might.
To community, in direct to the eBay Radio group page. And if you scroll down below the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons, the chat board is the top discussion post. It always has the words today, exclamation point, chat board, and today's date right in the title. So that's how you know you're in the right chat board. And, of course, you will know it when you get in there because people are live in there as well. So
well, we
assume.
That's
kind of a hint.
That we assume they're live, right?
Yes, definitely. We've had a lot of interesting people in there today. And most of the people who come and kind of hang around the chat board while we're doing the show are intermediate to experts at selling on eBay. Most of them are experts, really.
Yeah, they know their stuff.
And so when you come in and you're a newbie, you can ask questions. You can get to know these people. Bunch of interesting folks that come in here and join us in the chat board. So you may do so yourself.
You could be the next one.
You absolutely could be the next one. So, Griff, did you sell anything this weekend, or did you clean another quadrant?
I didn't clean another quadrant because I had another set of tasks I had to complete, which were outside preparing for rainy season. So that took a whole weekend.
What did you do?
Well, I have to, you know, because we have people over all the time outdoors. I have to clean up the furniture, put it away, clean up the grill, put that away, take all of the tables down, wash and clean them and put them away. And that was a full weekend worth of work for me. So, no, I didn't get a quadrant, but I did sell 3 shirts.
That's good.
Yeah, I was good. I don't have much up, and I haven't listed anything since August.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't put any listings up. It's 2 months. I have to get some new listings up. In fact, I have some photographs and information already. I've had it ready for a month, and I just haven't had a chance to do it.
So you do it all yourself?
I do it all myself.
And you have a full-time job at eBay.
It's a full-time job at eBay. Oh, my wife is so horrible.
And so I have great respect for people, because I have a tough time, you know, for people who have a full-time job and sell on eBay. It's tough.
Yeah, I get home from work, and I try to do a little bit every night, but I get, fall asleep, watch TV, pet the dogs.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah. You know, it's the senior thing, right?
I don't know. People are tired when they get off work.
I think people are tired.
Of course, I remember in my youth, as an adult, being able to go party until 3:30, 4 in the morning, and then go to work the next day.
Yeah.
I could never do that now.
No.
It just wouldn't happen. So, yeah, I guess you're right. Age has a little something to do with it. So, do you sell on eBay part-time and you work full-time? We'd love to hear from you at 888-RADIO-30. We should probably have somebody on to talk about how to do both from time to time. We really don't. You know?
Juggling a full-time job and eBay selling. Juggling them. It's the work-work balance. Unlike the work-life balance, it's work-work balance.
Robin in Colorado Springs is with us right now.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin. What's your question?
Hi.
What's your question or comment?
Well, I thought I heard the sound.
You did.
You did.
I was calling with the... I did.
What's the
I
word?
The word is apocrisiary.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yay. Apocrisiary. That's a person appointed to give answers from the Greek word meaning answers. So Griff would be our apocrisiary.
Right. The Mr. Know-It-All.
Apocrisiary.
Right.
Yes. Apocrisiary. Well, thank you. You know what you won, right, Robin?
I do.
A bag. You won a bag, an eBay bag. Just send me, Robin, send your shipping address to me at griffinebay.com and I'll send it out today.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Hey, wait a minute, Robin. Wait. What do you sell on eBay?
Anything and everything. I started with coins back in December. I had a family coin collection that I liquidated.
Thank you, Robin. We appreciate it.
This open phone segment was brought to you by 6bit. We're coming up with our third hour right here at eBay Radio.
Online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garrigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.